In a recent research, you talked about online gravity, referring to economic forces that differ from online to offline businesses. Can you explain this concept to us?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so the concept of online gravity is a metaphor around the formation of our solar system. So when our solar system was formed, it started with a lot of dust and small rocks distributed through space. And through the force of gravity and over a period of billions of years, it formed into the now familiar equilibrium state, as we might say, of eight planets and a lot of smaller protoplanets or moons and satellites.
Right.
But one of the characteristics of our solar system is that there's no dual planets. You're either a planet or you're not in terms of scale. And one of the characteristics of most offline markets or traditional economics is that every market, everything you think about, from toothpaste through to washing powder to cars, there's a brand leader and a brand challenger. So there's Mercedes and BMW, there's Coke and Pepsi, and then there's niche brands. And so in a sense, the offline world is characterized by a lot of dual planets. And one of the things that it strikes me from my research in the web is that the web has changed economics. The reason you get these dual planets is something known as decreasing returns in economics. So it's increasingly expensive for competition, for companies like Pepsi to steal share from their competitors. There's also a number of other loyalty factors. People buy the same brand of cars for generations in some families. So.
Yeah. Now, with music, Pandora is a massive music streaming website and probably more famous in the US because we just lost it here in Australia.
Yeah.
What are the differences between Pandora and the Swedish music streaming Spotify that make you believe that Spotify will soon dominate the music industry?
Yeah, well, this is a good point. So in music streaming, is it a point of evolution, I think? It's younger in a sense than it's a younger phenomena than search or social media. We saw in search and social media, as you said, that there are a number of competitors in search in the early days of search, and that evolved as the formation of our solar system into the now dominant planet Google and the now dominant planet Facebook for social. In music streaming, we've yet to see who is yet to emerge as the dominant planet, if you like, in streaming music. Pandora still is, by monthly active users, the number one music streaming site in the US today. But as we know, in Australia, Spotify is a dominant force. Pandora closed its offices in Australia recently, and the then CEO of Pandora is now running Spotify in Australia. And Spotify is, with its European origins, obviously dominant in Europe as well.
Yeah.
So there's a few things, there's three things, data points that led me to think that we're at this tipping point or crossover point in the US in particular. And that's around, if you look at the number of weekly downloads, even though the monthly active users are higher in Pandora in the US, still they're number one. If you look at the monthly active downloads this year, Spotify has absolutely dominated, and that's where new users are coming on board. So we'll see that flip soon. If you look at from an investment point of view, Spotify is a private company and has been valued through various rounds of venture capital over the last 5 or 6 years. Its valuation each time has gone up, and it's now estimated to be over $12 billion US, and they're thinking about an IPO soon. Conversely, the listed Pandora's share price valuation has gone down, and that reflects investor confidence about their future. And the last thing, which is a really fascinating thing, is this new data around technology talent and the movement of technology talent. There's a service in the US called PAYSA, P-A-Y-S-A, and that provides a relative index using a Google-like search algorithm about where technology talent is moving from which companies to which companies. So you can see, for example, that Tech talent prefers Tesla over GM, and there was a crossover about 4 or 5 years ago. But about September last year, we saw a crossover between Pandora and Spotify, where software engineers and other tech talent in the US now prefer Spotify as a place to work to Pandora. And this is kind of like the inside crowd. You know, these are people that obviously know what's going on the ground, and they can see where things are headed.
So what happens then to a company like Pandora as they're on their way down? Do they sort of fade out to nothing? Do they stay around sort of?
Yeah, well, I think the thing is that it seems to be only two positions in the equilibrium state for a lot of these online markets. So if you look at, you ask that question, where's MySpace today? Well, it's still going. My understanding, it's still going, but it's by no means Pepsi. Otherwise, Rupert Murdoch would be much happier with his investment in that company, I think. So you see Alta Vista today. You only have to ask this question of other functional niches that have been through an earlier evolution online and look where the competitors are now. Many of them aren't around at all, or if they are around, they've evolved into functional niches. I should say, however, there's a very exciting opportunity because there's a lot of these small global niches. So being a moon on a global scale is an awesome opportunity for a lot of businesses.
Right. And what happens in the event that, say, to say Pandora did sort of get more investors, it became a bigger again?
Yes.
Could we have both Spotify and Pandora being like Coke and Pepsi in the online market or not?
My sense is that's not what happens. So
it just wouldn't happen?
Yeah. A bit like the absence of dual planets in our solar system. It's just not the way the economics of the web work. And there's a range of reasons I explain in my book, Online Gravity, as to why this happens and more importantly, what you can do about it.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Yeah, sure. So it's published by Simon & Schuster, and it's a guide to trying to understand the dynamics of the web and how the web has changed economics. And more importantly, what does that mean for you as an individual, or if you're involved in business for your career? What are the careers of the future, and how does this impact it? There's a chapter on data and the importance of data and how that is, you know, there's huge insights that we can all gain as individuals and businesses through this furnace of data that's being created out of the web through transactions, through interaction with the web, and through the Internet of Things.
Okay, very interesting. And just quickly back to Spotify, what do you think the future will be for them?
Spotify's got a huge and bright future. And from my understanding, having spoken to a few people in the music industry, they've really amped up their engagement with artists, which is terrific to hear. They're involved with a lot of festivals. And I think more importantly, for global economics, it'll be, if they do become the dominant player, it'll be very interesting because it's the first non-US company to dominate an online market at such scale. You know, we've seen Supercell from Scandinavia, which was a $10 billion plus acquisition by Tencent. And we've seen Tencent, you know, who dominate social media in China, and Alibaba in China. They're the non-US, but very much at the moment largely contained within China, online giants. So I think it'll be very interesting to see, and it demonstrates the possibility of companies emerging from outside of the US in this online world.
That's very interesting. Paul, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Where can we grab your book?
So online, of course. You can buy it online through Amazon or through any other good bookstore, Dimmicks, in the bookstore.
Sure. Yeah. Online Gravity. Check it out.
Thank you.